Blog Talk Radio.
Dip, 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 dip. La 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 la.
Blog Talk Radio fans. You're listening to the Work for Life show, and I'm your host here. I'm Bill Eater, and I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in. Today is Tuesday, January 13, 2015. It is 4:30 p.m. This show comes to you from Houston, Texas. Well, you know, this is my first show for 2015, and I'm glad about 2015, and I want to say to all you guys, the jobs are there, and if you're ever going to get the job that you want, now is the time. If you're ever going to get the pay raise that you want, now is the time. If you've been job searching, and this is another year of job search for you, and you're discouraged in any manner about what it's going to look like, then I suggest that you make 5 changes in 2015. It is time that you reap the rewards of this land of opportunity. So all you ladies, especially you ladies, I want you to listen up in 2015. Time to stop getting by and start today to get ahead. Now, I'm talking to everybody, but I'm especially talking to these ladies, because you know what? You can do bad all by yourself. And if your life is not getting better, then it's time for you to make some changes. And if you got that significant other who's not living up to what your expectations are and have been, then you might need that person to listen to this show too. Because job searching another year is an indicator that something is wrong. Something is wrong with the job seeker. And I want you to make 5 changes in 2015. And I can promise you that these 5 changes will definitely change you in less than 30 days. You see, job search should not go on forever. Risk takers build businesses in less time than many Americans have put into job search. People have been looking for jobs for years. And other people have come along and started their own businesses and doing fine. So you need to make 5 changes in 2015 and change your todays and change your future. So I want you to start today to stop just getting by, and I want you to get ahead. And you can do it by going out and get a job. And there are jobs out there. I want you to put an end to this long-time job search. I want you to network for a career where you can showcase your talents. I want you to gain computer literacy. If you don't have it, I want you to update your resume. And that might mean you need to get a GED, because a lot of people have worked and made great livings over the last decades that didn't have GEDs, and now they're allowing that to hold them back because that's not on their resume. I want you to target places that you can job search. I want you to write up great resumes and great applications. And I want you to strategize your job search techniques. Because if you've been job searching for years, you need to ask yourself why. And I can answer that question. It's because either you don't know how to job search or you haven't made job search a job. You either have not made job search your number one job or you don't know how to job search. So you can make the difference starting today. I believe in networking, career networking. I believe in you depending on others to help you as you network. And I believe in you reaching out and to be dependent on others. Find people in the same situations that you are in, and y'all come together full circle and talk about y'all issues. Then also find an assortment of people, an assorted group, so that you can talk about things and get new ideas. You got to communicate. Don't be afraid. Communicate a little, a lot, with laughter, whatever it takes. But you got to come to the table with an idea and communicate with people. Small talk is fine, but just do it. You got to find people who can help you with referrals and references. I call it word of mouth. People who are going to speak for you when you're not there to speak for yourself. You got to find causes that you have and find people who have that same cause and network with that group of people. You got to do social networking. Partnering up with others is a way of helping yourself to make this your last job search excursion in these next 30 days. You got to get the energy flowing. You got to meditate the mind, and you got to energize the body. It's time to make the change today, and I'm here to help you. I'm Bill Leader. This is the Work for Life show. I believe that no man can progress beyond his own actions, attitudes, and abilities. You got to make it happen. You got to use the abilities that you have, and you got to have a positive attitude that shows people you're willing and that you can do and that you have done. And you're going to start with an application process. Because, see, when it comes to job search, a lot of times people take the application for granted. And when you take that application for granted, you're limiting your career opportunities. Because when you walk out and leave that application, if you didn't do a good job, that application screens you out of the prospect for that job. And you want to be included in the into the prospects of that job. So you got to plan a healthy life starting today. And that healthy life starts with a great application. Because this application is going to open up doors for you when you do it right. Physically, spiritually, socially, financially, and legally, you want to get into the area of prosperity. And so you have to make the proper steps. You have to take the proper steps. You got to have the plans. You have to decide where it is that you want to be and when you want to be there. And my goal is always 30 days. I want to be on that road. I want to have what it is. I want to be start to build. So you got to start with an idea. You got to look at the overall picture, everything around you. Then you got to sit down and make a plan to get to see your idea become a reality. And you got to include everything and everybody that's going to be a factor in you moving forward or not being able to move forward. And you got to know where that person is going to fit in the scheme of things. And you got to place them there. You cannot let anybody or anyone stand in your way. And then you got to work at it. You got to put your faith in it, and you got to work at it until it becomes a reality. Everything that you have is at your fingertips right today. And if you're not reaching your goals, blame yourself. And if you haven't set up a set of goals, blame yourself. Now is the time for you to use your experience and use your abilities and take the right actions with the right attitude and move forward. It's magical. Trust me, it's magical once you decide that you know exactly what you need to do. So that application process is very, very important. It's a master application. That's what it's called. That's what I call it, a master application. And that master application is a piece of paper, a generic application that lists all of your work experience. You see, the job application is very important, and most people don't think it is. And people avoid doing a good job, rush through it, try not to fill out one by saying, can I just hand in an resume? When in actuality, you should welcome the application because you should start with a master application. And that master application will be the stepping stone to you mastering the job application, because companies have different job applications. So your master application is going to have all of the information about you on it, your education, your work experience, your skills, the training you've had since you were in school, your accomplishments on the job, performances that you've met, accomplishments, rewards, all of these things are going to show up on your master application. But it does not mean that all of this will go on to every application that you fill out. You will pick and choose based on what that employer has on their required application. You're going to always read that application before you enter anything on a particular section. Now, I'm not saying read through an entire application before you start to write on it, but section by section, read it. Look for fine print on the application. Make sure that you use the color pen that they want you to use. Be sure that you do not use abbreviations. Do not write on your application to see your resume. You write in the information based on what that manager of that company has asked for. Be sure that you have letters or references and that you put on there available upon request. If they want you to leave them, have them ready. But always just put available upon request. Don't leave any blank spaces. No matter what you do, if you either put NA in there for does not put NA in there or put a line through there to show that you looked at it, but you had no answer for that. When it comes to salary, you can put negotiable or open, if that's what you choose to put. If it asks when will you be available for employment, if you know that you can start tomorrow, you put tomorrow. If you know you can't start until Monday, you put Monday and put the date. If you know it's going to take 2 weeks, you put 2 weeks from today. But you do amass the application and you use that application so that you can go to a company, ask to fill out an application, fill out their application using information from your master application that fits what they need. And that application process makes all the difference. Then you need to be sure that you have a resume, and you need to update that resume. And please, you graduated high school a decade ago. Don't use that decade-old application. You say, well, I only worked on one job. I just need to put this in. No, does not work. You are not that person that you was a decade ago. You have more skills than you did a decade ago when you either graduated college or graduated high school. So you want to update your resume. The resume is a picture of who you would be as an employee. A resume does not supposed to have everything that you've ever done in your life on 3 or 4 pages. A resume needs to be condensed to 1 page. Bring it down. Bring it down. Make it easy for the reader. That means you got to choose choice words. Get it right. The resume makes the difference. If they choose not to have you to leave a resume, don't try to force it on that person, but you can use that resume in an interview to sit and review it, and when you go in for the interview, take the resume. Have a copy for yourself and a copy for the interviewer. You need to have 1 resume for each occupation, and the resume must fit the job announcement that you're trying to get. You got to learn to cut and paste. And be sure that you keep it neat and accurate. 1 resume, 1 job. 2 different occupations, 2 different resumes. 3 different companies, but with 3 different job announcements, 3 different resumes. You can go online and find places how to make a resume free. How to build a resume. How to build a resume for a truck driver. How to build a resume for a leasing agent. Whatever your job skills are, get a resume that fits that occupation and line that up with your skills. Update your resume with a GED. There are places you can go online and study for a GED. Or you can go places and pay and earn it. You can get it free or you can pay for it. But if you don't have one, take this time now and acquire one. This is how you show yourself to be industrial, to show that you are committed and a person who accomplishes things and uses their time effectively. So you need a resume. You need to get your GED. You need to update some skills. Now, a place that I like that I'm going to tell you to go to is myskillsmyfuture.org. That's MySKILLS, FUTURE.org. Places you want to go to look for a job. Go online, find the five Fortune 500 companies in your city. Google it. Fortune 500 companies in Richmond, California. Top 20 company employers in Richmond, California. Two different groups. Find companies in your city by name. Find out what new companies are coming to your city. You can contact your city council. You can talk your city chamber of commerce. Find out where the new companies are and contact those companies. Get a list of, go online and Google the companies that's outsourcing jobs, U.S. jobs. Visit those companies for jobs. Go online and find companies that's hiring foreign citizens. That's companies, that's your H-1B visa companies. H-1B visa. Get a list of those companies. Visit those companies. Those are places to seek jobs. Whatever the top industries are in your city, those are the companies to go to look for jobs. Whatever job-finding agencies are there in your city, whether it's a local workforce where your taxpayers' dollars keeps that door open, you can go there. If you have felons, they have people there to work with you to help you find a job. If you are a veteran, there are people there to help you to find a job. If you are a veteran, you can go to the website, mynextmove.org. That's mynextmove.org. Contact your local library. There is generally online assistance to help you find a job. If your city does not have a local library online helping, find a local library anywhere that has online job search assistance and use as much information from that library as you can to help yourself. Based on your age, if you're an older worker, AARP, they have job finding services. Use it. You got to be sure that the jobs that you are looking for are jobs that you are qualified to do. Make sure that you have the skills that you need. You don't have to have all of them, but I would say at least 75% of the skills. Be sure you have them. Be sure that you know the current job title of the job that you're looking for. Don't assume that the job title of a decade ago is still valid, because that job title could be obsolete now. So you could go to careeronestop.org for yourself. Make sure that you find out what jobs are available in your city. And make sure that your computer literacy is up to par. So if you are illiterate when it comes to using the computer, then you need to learn to use the computer. You can teach yourself by checking out the dummy series at the library for computer literacy. You can learn online to use the computer, or you can possibly find some classes at your local workforce office where you can learn to use the computer. But use of a computer will help you in your job search tremendously. And not being able to use the computer can hinder you tremendously in your job search. Because even counselors who help people find jobs do it in a mass production type of process where they may work with 50 people and send out job announcements to different people based on like interests. And if you don't have access to a computer or don't know how to use one, you're going to get left out. A lot of times, it's going to extend your job search. So you can learn to use a computer. And I want you to do that if you don't know how. And I want you to find a place in your city to teach you if you don't know how. And if you're not comfortable in a classroom setting, check around. A lot of times there is small nonprofits where people come in and volunteer their time to teach people one-on-one to use computers. You see, computer skills maximizes your job search efforts. So if you don't know how to use it, you're limiting your job search efforts. And trust me, you should not have to look more than 30 days for a job. I'm just telling you, and people tell me, I don't understand. Oh, no, I understand fully. I know nobody who wanted a job, and I worked with them, and they wasn't able to find a job. Everybody I've ever worked with that stayed with me for 30 days, either here at the Work for Life show, using my shows, and I have enough shows there where you don't even have to talk to me. You can just go there, put them in alphabetical order, and find the show that fits your need. Take that information, work at it for 30 days max. Listen to at least 21 shows. You'll be working. You will be working. Trust me. Job search should not go on as long as it's been going in America. The problem is with you. Now, I won't say that you haven't been led astray, because you have been. Our economy is doing great. It's doing great. Stocks are doing good. Companies are doing better than ever before. The only thing missing in this scenario is you. You got to insert yourself into this picture. You got to insert yourself into a job at some company in the city where you are, or relocate, whatever it is that you choose to do, or just commute, or leave home for a few months and send your money back to your family till you take root and then come back into your family. But it's up to you. You have to revamp your job search habits. You got to treat job search as the job that it is. And these five steps will make your job search effective in the next 30 days. Develop a master application. Do a resume for every job. Know what places to go and look for a job. Know what jobs you're qualified to do. And learn to use the computer. Those five things right there. Those five things. It's your attitude. It's your abilities. And I mean your skills and the things that you have. And it's the actions that you choose to take, or the actions that you actually haven't been taking. So it's on you. And it's time to treat job search like the job it is. And I promise you, if you do these things, you will have a job in less than 30 days. I'm right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. You can hook up with me on Twitter. Follow me, Work for Life, B-E-A. That's Work for Life, B-E-A. And right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. You can email me, WFL@workforlife.net. Let me know when you get that job. 2015. You can do bad all by yourself. So, if you're part of a situation and it seems to be getting worse, make some changes today. You have to be the change that you want. Don't expect anybody else to be the change that you want. You have to be the change. I'm Bill Eater. Thank you for listening in.